Hi, I'm Caleb, joined by Dana for WKGC, and we have on the line with us, we have Victoria Phillips, whose exhibit, A Place Within, is currently being displayed in the Amelia Center here at Gulf Coast State College. Victoria Phillips is an educator who has an MFA in painting from the Savannah College of Arts and Design, is an assistant professor at Kennesaw State. Victoria, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
incredibly excited to talk to you. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
So I am, like you said, I'm an artist and an educator. I've been teaching public school visual arts in Georgia for 6 years. I've been working in education for 7. I teach part-time as an assistant professor of art at Kennesaw State University, but I also teach on an as-need basis at Lee University for the Division of Adult Learning, as well as the Communications Department, and I'm a full-time artist, so I wear many hats.
on a side note, totally, how do you feel the difference between sort of grade school education and higher education is with the arts?
Well, that is really that's a very
there's
hot
conversation. A lot to that question.
Because, yes, there are many layers to that because when you are in college taking art courses, there's an expectation because that's what you are doing for your career path to some capacity. So the expectation is going to be different for the students that are learning. But K through 12, the expectation for me personally as an educator, I believe it is more about the student learning how to express their thoughts and their emotions and how to navigate the challenges for adolescenthood, so to speak. And how to use art as a form of communication and a form of expression. And, you know, personally, I believe that arts for the youth is vital. If students' creative outlets are blocked, they often exhibit destructive behaviors. And that's any child, any creative outlet. And so it's very important, I believe, to have that freedom of expression as a student. And in all honesty, it's part of freedom of speech. It's visual language. So the children are able to learn how to use their voice in a way that can make a difference at their age, whether it's how they're navigating their home life or how they're navigating their changes in hormones and all of those sort of things. So there is a huge difference, you know, for how art is perceived with those two different groups. Vital for both, but I believe the expectation is going to be different. Ultimately, you still want your students who are in college to discover their voice and their creative outlet, but the pressure is going to be a little bit more intense because they're, you know, using that for their career path most likely.
Certainly, because at that level, you're teaching techniques and concepts that would be built upon for the progression of their career. But no, certainly incredibly interesting insight in terms of adolescent education and a way for a different avenue of expression. Thank you on that. So let's talk a little bit about your exhibit, A Place Within. Can you tell me about what the pieces of art are?
I drew on my practices as an artist, but I was also inspired by Skopelos, which is an island in Greece. I had the opportunity to participate in an artist residency there. As part of my professional practice, I wrote a proposal and was accepted into the residency. So I really, you know, used that time to just, you know, clear out my mind and focus on my work. I didn't have to worry about anything except for going to the studio and creating. So it was a very inspirational time. And a lot of the work that is part of the exhibit, I did actually afterwards. So I was still in that same mindset and continued that body of work even when I returned. So that body of work deals a lot of with contemplation, still themes of spirituality, the human condition, where I disrupt the surface of the canvases and layer the paint. So there are a lot of threads that go that are intertwined, so to speak, within that body of work. It's pretty personal. That's reflected in the title, A Place Within, that idea of contemplation, of that sublime interaction that I had on the island, as well as the spiritual exploration and incorporating those concepts of the human condition and frailty and those sort of things.
And one of the ways that it's certainly an abstract art form. If you think sort of as your bog standard painting, you have a canvas stretched on a frame and then prepped to be sort of this blank surface to allow you to show your idea without the canvas influencing the image. But with these, it seems as though the canvas is as much of a part of the artwork as is the image on it. What was the decision making there? Why did you choose untreated canvas like this?
Absolutely, that's a great question. So I'm not sure if you're familiar with color filled painting and staining the canvas. That's part of the concept behind my work. But I really wanted the pigment to be part of the canvas. So it's one. It's not something that you're just painting on top of. It's part of that layering idea and how, one aspect of your life can change or direct the next thing or the next event or, part of who you are. You're part of those many different layers and those nuances that make you an individual. And so that is reflected in those paintings because the pigment is part of the canvas. When you stain the canvas, it becomes one. And so you see all these layers interacting with one another. I also wanted to leave the loose threads, those raw edges, alluding again to the human condition, to those frailties or those hardships that we all encounter or sorrows. But if you look within the work, there's a sense of hope, there's a sense of peace and calming throughout the synergy of the pieces. And so those concepts kind of play together. I can also disrupt the surface of the canvas I use razor blade sandpaper, and that concept just plays much stronger with that raw canvas, I wouldn't be able to effectively communicate those ideas with primed canvas, if that makes sense.
Certainly. And the concept of it being a way to communicate on the human condition really reached out to me in a way where it was a place within number 6, where it had a blue portion towards the bottom of the piece, and it looked almost like the image was of a lake, but when you look at the canvas, it's reminiscent of like a pair of distressed jeans, with the way that the creases are sanded, and the texture of the canvas itself speaks, and that sort of touching on a point of memory in my mind really relates the piece to me and my experiences in a way that otherwise may not have. So it's incredibly interesting, these works of art.
Yeah, and you talked about going to Skopelos, Greece with the Skopelos Foundation. And, how you got there. What was the experience like on the island? Because, I've never been anywhere like that. But, what kind of experience as an artist is that like?
Honestly, it's hard to describe. That's why in my artist statement I use the term sublime. Mm-hmm. Because it's just such an incredible place. The rich history, the beauty, you know, these incredible mountainous landscapes, and then you turn around and it's just the ocean that's crystal clear. And then, you know, just traveling in general to Greece and to Athens and just seeing everything that I've studied, you know, throughout mm-hmm. my artistic career as a student and as an educator, you know, it was pretty moving. And just allowing, you know, just allowing that to inspire my work and just taking it in. It was really interesting because my husband and I, we knew that to get to Skopelos was going to be very difficult because we, you know, don't speak Greek. Mm-hmm. And we were coming into Athens and we had to travel by a taxi, then a bus, 3-hour ride up the mountain, then a 2.5-hour ferry across the water, across the sea, then to get to Skopelos. And so we traveled in backpacks. And that's all we took. And all my materials were packed in our backpacks, which left us very little room for clothes and personal items. So it was really interesting and just really special to be able to carry my work with me on the backpack mm-hmm. and for my husband to share in that too, and then bring it home the same way that I carried the, you know, the pieces there, just canvas and paint and then the works of art. On the way back, it was just really special.
No, that's amazing. And, you know, like you said, to see, you know, when you're studying, you see the stuff in books and movies, but to see it in person is so completely different. And to experience that with your husband, I bet that made it very, very special.
Both getting to live a life where you get to live with your mm-hmm. work in such an intimate and like immediate way.
Yeah.
Like when you have to carry your own work, you can't just leave the studio and exactly. Turn off the light. That's wild. So
now we did. I do want to clarify. When I was working at the studio, I didn't have to transfer it back to the apartment we were staying in. The studio was very close, so I could leave it at the studio. But when we were traveling, I had to carry it everywhere. So I want to make sure I yeah. adequately describe that.
Had to journey with it to get it back home, which is great.
Yes.
Now, all of this experience, you know, taking in this history of art in all of its forms around Greece, how has that sort of ancient art history kind of influence the way that you make art in this modern world?
You know, that's a loaded question because, you know, experiencing those things just reminds you how significant the work that you are creating is, because what is left of us is our work, right? As an artist, whether it's in a museum or in someone's home or in a gallery. And so, you know, thinking in terms of my contemporary practices as an abstract artist, I think of it more in terms of the legacy that I have the opportunity to leave or even to develop. And I think it's also really important to recognize art as a form of communication as well. And I talked about that earlier when I referenced art using being a form of visual language. And so, you know, that rich history just reminds you how important it is to emphasize art as communication, because art goes beyond all barriers, beyond all languages. You can identify and communicate and experience with, you know, with someone else's art. So.
Certainly. Looking at the exhibit, A Place Within, I concur. Certainly the methods may have changed. Certainly, there's a photo of you on your website using an electric sander on one of your works. But certainly walking through the exhibit and seeing the pieces on the wall, it's almost a window into an art form. You know, the history of art that has not stopped, mm-hmm. That I have not been able to experience because I haven't gone to the places, but it's a way to communicate those things, two more people, which is great. Victoria, thank you so much for coming on. Is there anything else rocking around in your head?
I'm trying to think, but I think you pretty much asked, you know, all the questions of the responses that I had been on my mind to express about the show.
So, great. Then we are both doing a great job. If you want any more information about Victoria Phillips, she has a website, victoriarosephillips.com. And the exhibit, A Place Within, is currently being displayed at the Amelia Center Gallery at the campus of Gulf Coast State College. More information on that available at gulfcoast.edu/arts. Victoria, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.